Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, Jim. Tell me this. Don't it seem like I'm always there when it matters, but missing most of the other time, a terrible pattern. The rewards I see from working have made me an addict. There's way more people that want it than people that have it. I don't get it, I would hate to think I tricked them. They fall victim to my system, guess I sure know how to pick them. And I'm always to regret, yeah, I'm always to regret. And I always make it harder on whoever's coming next. It goes up and down, it's just up and down. She's crying now, but she'll laugh again, cause we on the rise and she here with us. And expensive shit just keeps happening and she loves it. Stares at me like, who does this? And we hold hands while I pray that she's not the type to hold grudges. I'm wrong.
Bad boys ain't no good. Good boys ain't no fun. Lord knows that I should run off with the right one.
Alafia, Jim Hotep, welcome to the Character Reading Room. You've got your Omeika 7. I am your emperor, the one here to serve you. I am your advocate, the one that is here to advocate for you, and I am your provider. I'd like to welcome you to another day in the Character Reading Room. We've been venturing on a journey of working with the redemption plan for the whole month of December. And as you know, we have broken it down into divisions where we've talked about relationships all the way from what matters in the family. And now we're on to taking sabbatical and taking out the time for travel, for vacation. And because we want to make it somewhat clear to you that we're traveling, we're going someplace, we will be fancying your entertainment this evening with another story from the Lily Pod, talking about taking that journey with LaFrance, the initiate. I'd like to welcome my new visitors. The chat room is now officially open. If you'd like to come in, you're welcome to come in. And please do grace the stage and come in and ask your questions. Why don't you lock that dial in at 646-478-0270. Why don't you keep it right there, Lil G? Keep it right there. I don't know if any of you have been following my web pages or not. I now have something on my Facebook where you can go out and purchase my CDs, and there are some samples out there of those single tracks, as well as my app that's out there for those people who have that smartphone. You can download that free of charge. That is a gift from me to you. So go out to the Facebook and download that. It's on the desktop there. And for those of you who like to shop, go into my store. I'm just starting to put the things in my store. But these things that I have in the store are for little G's, those little G's with the big head full of wisdom who are the gods. Now, if you don't think you're a god, you might not be able to wear these clothes. But for all of you who know you're a god, go out and buy the T-shirt, and I will have other things out there soon. So just be patient with me. But these things are created so for my fans, when I go out there, I can have things to actually give to them. Now, because they're on the desktop for this month, those things that are on the desktop for this month, such as the app, it is free. But the rest of the things, there's probably a small fee for them. Now, I'd like to also say that I am going to be spending more time with all of my followers. I'll probably be sending out my letters again. I started to send out the greeting cards to some of the people that I had their emails for. However, it's a big chore, so I'm probably going to just drop you a line or two and say, have a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year and a Happy Kwanzaa. As you know, we have incorporated Kwanzaa right along with our Christmas, our Nguzam Saba. Can you say that with me? Come on, little G, you can say it. Nguzam Saba, meaning the seven principles of Kwanzaa. And today I'd like to read all seven of them for you. We've covered all seven of them in this short span of 7 days because we wanted to get that in there with Christmas. That's right, I said it, Christmas, because I'm a traditionalist and I can't take that away from my household. I must honor them as well as them earning coming into consciousness. And because I have a son that's born Christmas Day, it's no way that I could be able to pry Christmas from him even if I tried. Before I came into consciousness, I was lost just like everyone else, and I taught him about Christmas and the benefit of having his gift under the tree. So every year he expects that gift. Now what I do is I separate and I have a day set aside for him because he no longer wants his birthday to be on Christmas so he can get cheated. Now what I will like to do, people, is invite you into my home. On the 21st, I'm going to have a Kwanzaa party here in my home. Hopefully we can videotape that for probably Skype or something. I don't know. But we are going to have probably our drummers here and probably some storytellers, and we'll have festive foods. And I do this every year. It's a tradition I've been doing for over 36 years now, where I open my home to various different diversity of groups that we exchange the watis, which are gifts. We tell stories. We also have professional storytellers, as well as having our drummers. And we bring in a celebration, the beginning of the celebration, because after 36 years that I've celebrated my wedding anniversary, I haven't stopped. You know, I haven't stopped understanding or believing that I should discontinue that traditional ritual. I've been continuing it even though I am no longer going to be married to the same person. We're still friends, and it's still important to acknowledge the union we had together. And women, I say, become bitter, become better, and teach and use every opportunity for a learning experience. And this evening, I'd like to present you again, once again, the part two of LaFrance, the initiate. But I want to focus in on travel and sabbatical. And I put a lot of attention on that is because the reason why is because we make money and we don't know what to do with it. Sometimes we don't know how to have a quality of life. We have everything going for us but leisure. And sometimes it takes us so much time to take a seat and sit down and relax and enjoy a cup of coffee or tea with someone we love or care about. And those people accuse us of being workaholics. And sometimes we are. I know I was, and I had to push back from so much work. When you get a day off, you use that to entertain, and you use that to spend time with your loved ones. You don't start another job, another task. And sometimes we got to know how to push away from that. And as I told you before, one thing I learned from the Germans was how to take sabbatical. And they taught me well. Every week you need to find some reason to leave the house, to be with people, to congregate yourself together. Then you won't be pushing church so much. Now, that's the reason why a lot of us get up and put on our best clothes, because we have nowhere else to go but church. But if we had other places to go where we could meet people, we wouldn't have to wait just until Sunday to go out and try to help somebody. We can help somebody 7 days of the week. And that's what I've learned to do from living in Germany and living around diversity of people. They shut their shops down and they went out in the courtyard to fraternize with other people of different cultures. And they were every type of culture you could think of there in Germany. It was like being in little Africa. And most people that visit Germany, they love it because of the diversity there. Now, that was the first time I seen the Madonna and the Black Christ and how they worship the Madonna and Black Christ in private and secrecy in Germany. They made it plain to us that we should take back our own Black Savior and take him back home and place him on our wall. And that's something that my son mandated, and he put a Black Christ on my wall. Now, I don't know how many of you would probably get upset because I did that and didn't put a blue-eyed Jesus there, but because I am framing my God and my prophet from my own frame of reference, allow me to be Black for one time in my life. I'd like to thank you for letting me be myself, a Black movie queen again. And it's okay to say that, ladies and gentlemen. Most Caucasians are more accustomed to who we are than ourselves. We cringe about who we are. We deny who we are, and we oftentimes authenticate who we are and pretend that we were somebody else. Well, if you notice, only put up a new picture out there. You can see my nappy head. That's right. That's my nappy head, and I love it because it allows me to reconnect with my higher self, my nice ether. No, I don't straighten it or perm it anymore. I stopped doing that, and I stopped frying it and trying to keep it straight because it was just too woolly. I'm from the woolly head of the tribe, and I couldn't do anything with that, and I decided that I'll reconnect with my ninth ether, my higher self. And if you do that, you'll be more connected spiritually too. Now, the reason why I'm saying the spiritual connection is that sometimes when our ancestors want to get in touch with us, they will find us. And here's my case in point. Several days I was thinking about my godfather, Chief Metohochi Zanu. I was thinking about him, and he appeared on my screen right there before my eyes with a whole write-up in the history of him. I almost had forgot about him. And then, to even top it off, they even put a recording on the page, and he did a prayer. And it just brought tears to my eyes to hear my teacher's voice again and the things that he's taught us about the 16 Odus. I'd like to share that with you. When we go into our talking cure, you will hear from the voice of Chief Metohochi as he leads us into prayer. It'll be a faint voice, but nevertheless, his voice will be there so I can remember the power of prayer. And ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to welcome you once again to the Care to Read room, knowing that you will be coming to this room to learn about the African. Don't be amazed when you find that I'm talking mostly about the African. Caucasian is nothing against you. We're just in here to clean ourselves up, to get ourselves more prepared so we can tolerate our own selves. We no longer try to live up to the standard of anybody else's acceptancy other than our own. And if we can't hardly stand ourselves, what makes you think that we want to be around somebody knowing that we need to clean ourselves up? So while we're in here showering and cleaning ourselves up and coming to know ourselves and getting to love ourselves again, it's okay for you to be here, but don't be offended by what you hear because it's nothing personal. I like to start off by reading you what the icon think of the African, because we might forget if we don't look back over our shoulders. What do they say about them? They say the body is dead, but they keep living. They say the body has gone back to the earth, but the spirit just keeps moving. Iba baba orum, mujiba igungun, mujiba igun. As surely as Oya makes the wind to blow, and so surely as the storm brings change, all life cycle must transform and change. All things must rearrange. As surely as the ocean, we say the ocean runs deep. The Akun, they walk again. We say the dead do not sleep. If you do not take care of the ancestors, exactly how do you expect them to take care of you? Then you are there, the madness begins, and then you must exactly know why you must take care of the ancestors. What are you going to do? Iba ye ye, iba baba, mujiba igungun, mujiba igun. No, we can go to our gods, the Orishas, all that is necessary, all that is cool. But don't forget about the ancestors, lest you become a damn fool. It's just like my Ialosha said to me, you are an ancestor, came back to walk again. So when you go to the ancestors, my sisters and brothers, it's with yourself that you must begin. Now, I think that it is deep. I think that it is truly profound, and there's no time left for nonsense, no time to fool around. They say we are the closest to the ancestors, and they want us to succeed. So I break to my knees in a heartbeat to Ashe, my elders, please. For what I need, I pray. I go to my knees and pray, Owatutu, 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 to get the attention of the ancestors. So we fall down on the ground and prostrate ourselves, and we revere and honor the dead. Yes, it's true. We say, Yeya Tobi, Baba Tobi, just what do you want me to do? Iba Yeye. Iba baba oluru mojiba igungu imojiba igun. They say honor and respect the ancestors, all of those that have come before. They say build the dead a house and open up the door. They say honor and respect the shores of home, they say. Honor these that survive the middle passage, called the middle passage, are Mayafa, and their souls were left to roam. They say honor and respect the ancestors. They say honor and respect the ancestors starting with all those you cannot see who pray on your behalf deep down in the middle of the night. They say honor and respect. Elevate all those strong spirits that never once give up the fight. Iba yeye, iba baba, iba olorum, iba mujuba ugungun, mujuba ugungun. So we build the dead a house, and we dress and bless the shrine. We invite our people to the earth to come, and we prostrate ourselves before them. And then we open our minds. We light a candle for our mother spirit, as I light the candle of my mother spirit. We light the candle of our father spirit, too. Then we feed the head faithfully. We pour the water to feed the head. I pour libation, feed the head of my father spirit, Ashe. I pour libation to feed the head of my mother spirit, I say Ashe. I pour libations to the east and say Ashe. I pour libations to the west and say Ashe. I pour libations to the north and say Ashe. And finally, I pour libations to the south and say Ashe. Yes, we feed the heads of our Father Ayeye and Ababa, faithfully, that's what we have to do. We pray for Iwapelu. Iwapelu, good character, good conduct, each and every day. And then we open to the earth and say, Owatutu, 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 and pour libation to the earth. We open our minds. We light a candle for our mother spirit, as I said. We light a candle to our mother's people. We light a candle to our father people. And then we feed their heads. The dead faithfully we feed because they need nourishment too. That's what we have to do. We pray for Iwapelu each and every single day. Then we sit down and be quiet and listen when they say what they have to say. Then the time comes. We make a mask and a robe every single day. Then we sit down quietly and listen to what they have to say. The dead will walk again. We invite the dead to walk again. What a magnificent parade. Iba ye ye, iba baba, olurumu moju ba igungu, moju ba igungu. Iba ye ye, iba baba, olurum, moju ba igungu, moju ba igung. Iba ye ye, iba baba, olurum. We make the mass and we call on our ancestors to prayer. And today we will call Chief Metahoche Azum to pray today. And we call him to be a part of this prayer. It's important that we should bring Baba on to pray, because Baba taught me the African prayer, and he taught me to be a caller of prayer. I'd like to share his voice with you as he come into our session. Alo to ala san barukun alo mabu oni on to ala san barukun oni nje o feel ba ri ti ti
feel ba ri ti ti
feel ba ri ti ti
feel ba de tutu
be nko bi won ba kun na o
bi won ba
Si won ba kuna roka,
si
won
ba
kuna roko,
si won ba kuna roko,
ati ko ati ko, shangoni,
shangoni,
si won ba ti yota,
baba ti yota ni,
oni,
oni,
oto adasa,
obo atuna,
ori olami,
ori olami, ori olami.
Ori olami,
olami
baba,
juba,
mani ori, babe bore,
babe bore.
That was the voice of Chief Metahoche, ladies and gentlemen.
Be won back on all shape again. Be won back on all roca. Be won up on all Loropo Ati. A cuckoo at the econ and call. Sanguni. Be more party your town and open that to lay me in. Wanni. Sangu O to Alasan. Barukun. Ori Olami, Olami Papa. Mojuba, Ori Olami, Olami Baba, Mojuba, and Ori Babe Bore, Koyo Sheshe.
When I first heard that song, it brought such tears to my eyes to know that my godfather. His voice had been captured in one of his favorite prayers. He taught us in the class of 1606 and signs, and he came back to remind me whose child I was. He personally set me down and taught me for 2 years and put his spirit in me and gave me the understanding of learning how to read the language. He spoke four languages, a self-taught man of French, of Ifa, Yoruba, and the writings of most of the writings that he had was in a foreign language, and he taught himself. Self-taught linguistics is what he was. He called himself the Swamp Priest. He was from Gary, Indiana, and most of the individuals who live here didn't know who he was. He had to go to other parts of the state to become famous. But nevertheless, I was able to venture being one of his students, and I am so pleased that I had that opportunity to be able to be tutelage under the Honorable Chief Metohochi. And Chief Metohochi will leave a legacy here. Chief Metohochi Mowali, Kofi Mowali, Metohochi Co-Chief Mowali Zadu. And ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to start in on the final discussion of the story of La France, the initiate. Let's continue what we left off. Stay tuned.
I have the power. I really do. No, you have to perfect the power, and you have to call it forth, young lad. La France, go forth. The high priestess is waiting for you. You have just successfully completed your first journey. Go on your way. Thank you very much. Thank you, Baba Law. Thank you. I promise I won't let you down. Don't promise me. It is your head who will guide you. Say to your Ori, Ori, guide me on my destiny. And it will. Once again, I bid you farewell. No, do not bid me farewell. I will see you again. As the African proverb is, that everything that comes around will go around. So I will see you again, my lad. Now go quickly now. Go quickly. Scurry on. So the lad scurries on his way, the apprentice, not thinking that he has been prepared for this journey. He was one of the first in his family to learn to read traditional Yoruba, to learn the traditional ways. He was one that was chosen. He was the one to be the one to guide the family. He knew in his heart he was, but he needed a confirmation. Therefore, this journey was required. As he quickly enters the gates, he notices that it's locked. He shakes at the door. Nothing happens. He tugs at the door, and nothing happens. He twists the doorknob harder and harder and harder, and then he begins to yell out, "Someone, help me!" And the old German term, "Es tut mir leid! It's took me light. Help me. I can't get in. I am on a journey." "Quit yelling, lad," the Yaladay whispers to him in a very sweet voice. "Stop yelling. We know you are here. We've been expecting you. Come in, my child. Sit over there next to the door. We have a few questions we'd like to ask you. You do realize you're on a journey, don't you?" "Yes, I do," as he dobalays her. He bows his head to the ground. With his eyelids very low, he takes his right hand and hits it in the palm of his left hand and dobalays this feeling. "Mother Yaman, just Yamanja will be fine, my son. You are a princess, aren't you?" "Yes, I am." Then a princess knows that he will be expected to answer riddles and rhymes and poetry. "Yes, I do." "So, do you know who I am?" "You are the mother of the great ocean, Yamanja." rivers. And you have
Let's take a break, ladies and gentlemen. Up on that journey, that young man meets with Yamin Jah, as you can see, Mother of the Earth. And he knows that journeys have to be followed strictly. And if not, he will find himself having to go back again. Let's find out. And this is LaFrance, the initiate, who's taking this journey as he is initiated into the priesthood.
To at the end of your destiny. Now bow your head quickly. I will bless you. I want to bless your Ori. Your Ori shall be blessed. Blessed with the wisdom of all times, young man. I want to bless your ears that they will hear the roaring of the ocean and have direction for your life. Now hold your head up. I want to bless your third eye that it might be open. I want to anoint your eyes so that they will see spiritual things and decipher and discern spiritual things. I want to bless your face that it will be glowing with the light of understanding and wisdom. And bless your vocal cords so that you may speak like the roaring sea and people will command your voice once they heard what you had to say. Now stand up on your feet. Thank you, Yamin Jah, for the blessing. Thank you. I am to pour libation before you. The Baba Law told me to pour libation because I must give you a prayer. You are a smart lad. Go ahead and pour your libation. You may find a cup over near the counter. Pour the pitcher of water and pour the libation. Wait, young lad. I would like to ask you, do you understand the meaning and the purpose behind pouring libation? Have you been taught what to do? Why are you pouring libation? Is that to summon the ancestors, to commune with the ancestors, to worship the ancestors? Or just why are you pouring libation? Is this a trick question? No, it's not. This is one that you should know, my lad. I'm pouring libation to bless the ground before I summon the ancestors. And I'm pouring libation to make sure that the ground is sacred before I offer prayer. Well done, my lad. Well done. I see you have been studying. You have been studying. Well done. Proceed. Proceed. Go over and get the water. I will wait for you. What is your name? You did not tell me your name. Oh, my name is LaFrance. LaFrance is what they call me. Fine. Quickly, go and get the water. Now, you do know that when you pour libation, you must call on which ancestors first? I must call on my own ancestors first, Yamin Jah, because they are the ones that have the most vested interest in me. And I am the sum total of what they have lived for. So I must pay homage to them first and then to other traditional ancestors and heroes and sheroes. You have been studying. Percy, lad, you have been studying. I pour libation to my mother who has made her transition. Mother Clara, I pour libation to Father Baba Robert Jenkin, who is the head of our family. I pour libation to Mary Lou Hawkins, my sister. I pour libations to my Uncle Tommy Pete Harvey. I pour libations to Uncle Eugene. I pour libation to Aunt Peaches. I pour libations to Aunt Ruby. I pour libations to Emmanuel. And I pour libations and call the ancestors forth of my heroes and sheroes. I call for Denmark VC. I call forth Malcolm X. I call forth the great, great one of this time. And I pour libations. Thank you, lad. Very well done. But you must go back and practice those heroes and sheroes a bit, because you do need to know those names. I will. Thank you. Now proceed with your prayer quickly. In the name of the Great One, Oludulamare, I give homage and praise to you first. Also, I give homage and praise to my Ori, who has guided me on this journey, who has destined for me to go on this journey. I give homage to my Ori. I praise this Great One, this Great Orisha, Yamanja, beautiful priestess in Orisha, in all of her arrays of beauty. And I bless her and pay homage to her. Thank you. Ashe, Ashe, I do pray. You see, you have been studying and understanding the oracles very well. Stand on your feet, young man. I think we have accomplished the mission. You are free to go to your next task. But you must remember that the staff that I'm giving you, it holds your third eye. When you can no longer see in the natural, you must look through it for the spiritual, to see with your heart the wisdom. Remember now, wisdom is the best thing. In all you're getting, get wisdom and understanding and knowledge. Now go quickly now. There are many other rishis and high priests and Baba laws that await you. The next journey you will be going on, you will meet with Obatala, the high Orisha, black and red is his colors. He does not like to be disrespected, and he likes to be remembered for having iron as his position. He is a great one. Obatala is the great one. He wears the white, not red and black. He wears the white. Okay, my colors are yellow. Yamanja, a woman, loves yellow. Don't forget that. Now, is there anything you must give me? I will give you a blessing. I give you a blessing. Maybe a blessing that I leave with you. That's sufficient. I will take your blessing, and I give you a blessing back, my son. Take care. Covet all of your gifts, and make sure you use them wisely. And remember, Iwapelu is good character. In all things, do not use your gifts unwisely by using your powers to summon deadly dragons. Your powers are to be used for great things. Do you understand that? Yes, I do. Now be gone with you. Let the wind carry you through. You will need the wind to get you on this next journey. Into the sand wind. Boy, it's dusty and windy out here. Oh, she is the mother of the earth for sure. This dust and this wind, I could barely see. This journey is so hard for me. I must take a break over here near the tree so I can catch my breath. La France leans over to the side of the tree just to catch its breath, he thinks. But he nods off, and he falls into a deep, deep sleep. And he stretches and prostrates himself right below the tree, not knowing that he is laying between a very, very special tree. This tree is a Kolana tree. This is the tree that they divine with the great Baba Laws and High Priestess. The Baba Laws especially divine with the kola nut. It was the kola nut that they use. He falls into a deep, deep sleep. And as he sleeps, he begins to go into the underworld, the hidden world of dreams. He dreams that he was back in school. And the classroom where he begins to tell his classmates, guess what? I have been chosen to take the apprenticeship. I will become a high priest. I bet you won't become a high priest. How is it that you can become a high priest? A high priest of what anyway, La France? A high priest of the Yoruba faith. I will become a high priest of Yoruba, Ifa, and I'm studying all of the Urdus and the sacred poetry. So what, a young lad yelled out, what does that mean anyway? Learning poetry isn't all that great anyway. And then another lad says, if you're so great, then why don't you make us all disappear? Well, I don't use my hips for those kind of things. Well, we want to go over and have ice cream. Do you have any money? Can you make money come to you now? That's right. Money come to me now, this instant. Let's all say it together. Come on, guys. Money come to me now, this instant. Why don't you say it? Hi, priestess. I don't need to say that because I have a rod. I have a staff. Where is my staff? My staff is powerful. I can will money to me anytime I want. Well, why don't you just say, money come to me now, this instant? I will. And you will.